Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise on this Labor Day weekend. Yes, it is Labor Day weekend already. Just seems like already. I don't know what the deal is, but it's here. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Sean, does it feel like Labor Day weekend?
It does not.
It doesn't. Yesterday morning when I came in to do the golf show on our sister station, Team 1010, I heard Manny and Tyler talking about Labor Day, and I thought, oh, shoot, I even forgot it was Labor Day weekend. That's terrible. But there's a lot of big sales out there.
There are.
Yeah.
Many, many sales.
There are a lot of sales. Coachella Valley Volkswagen has a big sale going on right now. I thought I'd throw that in there if you're looking for a car. And Swiss Donuts, they are open tomorrow for Labor Day, and they are at the Albertson Shopping Center on the corner of Country Club and Monterey. So we have our big box. Did you pick up that box of donuts?
I did. It was heavy. I moved it to the conference table, and yeah, it's a heavy box.
It's really heavy.
It was heavy last week, too, I noticed.
I know. I think she threw in an extra jelly donuts.
There you go.
You're lucky I didn't take one. I already had one. So anyway, we thank Jennifer and Michael. They're over at Swiss Donuts. All right. Humidity. So much going on. Mother Nature is just wreaking havoc on the world. What did I put on a post today? Someone was talking about what's going on with the humidity and all this sort of stuff. And I said, here's my reply was, Mother Nature is showing us that she has game.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, she is saying, okay, you want to do all this global warming and stuff. You want to do, and of course, right now, with these fires putting those fumes in the air, the fires in Houston with those toxic chemicals in the air, it's just, yeah, it's pretty nasty out there. This reminds me of Nashville because it was really humid in Nashville.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and we're not used to it. But do you notice, though, every year you've been here almost all your life. You know,
I've been here. Yeah, I've been about 15 years so
15
far.
15 years? Well, yeah. I thought it was longer than that.
No. I moved here when I was 20.
Oh, okay. Well, then we are...
Almost half my life at this point, though.
Yeah, that's true. I can't say the same. But anyway, I've been here full-time for close to 18 years full-time.
Right.
And I remember when we were talking about yesterday, we were driving through where we live, and we'd go out every afternoon, Jack and I, and play golf. There'd only be us. So we'd zip around.
Right.
And we were used to it. And if you're used to it and you keep moving and you drink water,
then it's not bad.
It's not bad. But when you're not used to it, then you try to go do it. It's
brutal. But I feel like the humidity, I'm not getting used to, because I feel like the humidity is kind of a new thing.
It is.
And it's getting worse as it goes. So I don't feel like I'm getting a chance to get used to it.
Well, and they say too, well, before it was because we had all the watering that we were doing caused supposedly some of it. But now we're not watering that much. So I don't know. I think it's just the weather's just changing. The weather is just changing. With that said, completely threw me off. Whatever else I was gonna say, I had something else I was gonna say. I don't know, but we'll just keep moving on. It'll pop back into my head. Of course, flooding, Harvey, watching that all week long, and then all of a sudden the water recedes and it says almost nothing happened except for you have water lines in your house and all this sort of stuff that you never thought you'd see. Of course, people don't have flood insurance, and help is pouring in. But now I've heard different reports that they're saying that people have to stop now coming in to Houston to help. Because first of all, lodging, they only have so much lodging. They have to lodge the displaced people as well. And people are just bringing in anything and everything. It's almost like, well, let's clean out our closet and let's take it all to Houston. And that's not a good thing either.
It's not a cleaning service.
Right. It's not take all your junk over there and drop it off and other people are going to use it. I know that sounds brutal, but it's the truth.
People take advantage of the fact that they're the anything can help term.
Yeah.
It's meant to be positive, not what you were about to throw away. That's not what anything is.
Exactly. So this is interesting now what's happening. They are saying, please just hold off a little bit. Because I know there's some trucks from here, which I think is very admirable that people do this, put stuff together. They're taking it down there. But when they're overwhelmed at this point and people keep pouring in with stuff and expect hotel rooms and restaurants to feed them and all that, that's tough. So we'll see what happens. So I would say right now, give them a break. Give them a little bit of a break. Give them a breather. All right. Today's show is presented by Renova Solar. I'm happy to say the solar cover parking at the River in Rancho Mirage is now open. I was there the other day. I took a little video of it. Everyone was using it. So great job, Renova Solar. We certainly thank you for that. I know Lee Goodsell is at Burning Man, which is going on this weekend.
That's, I just, It's just this weird party.
It is. One day I will go to that. Just to experience it, I will go. But it has to be brutally hot this week out there.
That's the hard part.
And it's dusty and there's no electricity and there's no toilets and it's all, well, they probably have outhouses now. But
But still.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's a whole interesting concept. So we'll probably have her come in and talk about it. We have a new sponsor for the show, and that is Expert Repairs, top level at the Westfield Malls. And they can, Westfield Mall, they can fix eyeglasses too. Joseph, the owner, was telling me that's really quite a business now, because if you take your eyeglasses in to the places that sell them, a lot of times they'll just want you to buy a new pair, say they can't fix them because they have to ship them out. It's very costly for them to get them fixed for you. He bought a machine now that he can get a lot of these metal frames and stuff fixed. So definitely take advantage of what they offer at Expert Repairs. Of course, they do ring sizing, all sorts of stuff up there. Top level of the Westfield Mall. Now, last night I went to Palm Springs, met my friend John Monahan over there, and we decided to go have some dinner and walk up and down Palm Canyon. And it was so packed that you're running into people.
Really?
It was, I have to say, El Paseo's been pretty quiet lately. Palm Springs was packed last night. The restaurants were full. All people walking all up and down the street. There's no street fair or anything going on.
That's awesome. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah. I noticed some of the bars with karaoke and music were full.
Jumping.
Yeah. I was, and people, you're kind of, you know, where you're sort of kind of, every now and then you're bumping into somebody because there's so many people. Not that you're trying to, but you just do, or they bump into you.
You weren't out there starting fights.
Yeah, I know. Not last night anyway. Yeah. I was, we both were. We were both completely surprised at how busy it was.
That's awesome, though. That's
great. It is great, but you would think with the reports of what the weather's like down here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's awesome. I couldn't do it, though.
Yeah.
It's too warm. But I go in the backyard for a little bit while the kids are swimming. I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore.
I'm going back in.
Yeah.
Come get me in the house. But there was a lot of, we ate at a little restaurant. The inside was full. We could have waited 30 minutes to sit inside. And this was about 7:30 or so. So we went and sat outside on the patio, which only had one table left. They had the misters going. But we were surrounded by visitors, all these different languages. So it was quite interesting. So they're here. Everybody's coming here. All right. Yesterday on KSQ, I was there. I did a teaser about Nashville. We're working on the show right now, so that should be coming. I would say, I'm not going to say this week because of the holiday, and we have to still send it to New York for closed captioning, but I would say by next, not this coming up week, the following week for sure, the Nashville show will start airing. I'm pretty sure about that one. I went and did some voiceovers for it the other day and looked at some of the B-roll, and it's 3 days of videoing. You have to start somewhere to start cutting it all down to get the show that you want. So we're in the process of that. But I did a teaser yesterday on Nashville. I'm still getting people asking me about the back road directions to Las Vegas going through the Mojave Preserve. So if you send me an email, I'll send you those directions. A lot of people asking me for those directions. So it kind of makes me think maybe I should offer more stuff like that.
I think it's a cool idea. I think it's a really cool idea.
Yeah. So I just had to figure out what I think people would want, what kind of information they would want. They really want those directions, and I made sure that I spelled it all out, that no cell phone service, two-lane highway, no restroom stops except for the Kelso Depot and Amboy. But
You should put it on your website for
download.
Well,
now I'm thinking.
Yeah, for
maybe
download.
I should. I already have over 100 pages on there now. What's a few more?
There you go. Yeah.
But you don't really notice them, folks. When you go on there, there's links that will take you to other
places. To each place, right.
Yeah, there's not 100 pages for you to have to weed through. So that's a good thing. Today on the show, fingers crossed, because I know Jeff Kreider will be here. He travels all over the world. Can't wait to hear what he's up to. And David Green, I'm pretty sure David's going to be here also for her to talk about his musical theater university. This is something Jasmine might want to do.
Yeah, she's more of a dance, but I mean it's in there. I don't know. No, you know what? I guess she does like to sing too.
What kind of grade is she in?
She is
What grade is she in?
She's in eighth.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. This is 8 through 12. I don't know. Let's find out about it and see.
All right.
I think it sounds like it'd be a great program for the kids that are interested in musical theater.
What's funny is I don't know if she does any musical stuff, but she does love to dance and sing.
Cool.
So seems like a good fit.
Yeah. Let's see. BirdTech. I want to tell everybody that BirdTech is taking tomorrow off. For those of you that have trash pickup with BurTech, they are closed on Monday in observance of Labor Day holiday. But they will pick up, so your collection will be delayed one day. Mine is a Monday pickup, so that means they'll be there on Tuesday. So just so you know, don't put them out tonight and have your trash can sitting all day long. And you know people are going to do that. So,
Oh, yeah. Not people, but like half the street.
Half the street, right. We'll have all the trash cans out. And I always worry if a big wind comes up. And once in a while, we get these freak winds. I don't want to walk outside and see, especially my recycled trash can papers
everywhere.
Yeah. I do not want to see that. So anyway,
and animals.
Pardon me?
And animals.
Well, yeah. I don't have a problem with animals where we live.
I don't, but I have.
Yeah.
Like, I don't normally, but when they get in there, man, it's just, if you get a bigger dog, that it knocks it down.
I was thinking of raccoons. There are raccoons here in the valley. We just don't.
Are there? I've never seen any.
I swear, I lived. There was a couple of raccoons. One of them got killed crossing the street, though. But,
really?
You know, we do have raccoons, and I guess we do have skunks, but I don't ever smell the skunks either.
Yeah, I've never smelled one of those either.
So, okay, I'm going to keep that till the next hour. Something else I want to talk about. We were talking about Hurricane Harvey, and everybody's donating, so make sure you don't get scammed, because, of course, now there's a lot of scammers out there.
Yeah, and it's sad, but anything that happens, there's going
to
be a scammer.
A scammer. Give to the Red Cross. Yeah. Go and donate directly through the Red Cross website. Red Cross was collecting money. Jack went over there with his buddy Joe R., and they donated some funds to the Red Cross. And while they were there, this is very cool. They gave everyone who donated an emergency preparedness guide. And they gave them this plastic bag. And they said, in this plastic bag, you should have a credit card, some cash, important documents, and all this sort of stuff in case of emergency.
Right.
And put it in your freezer.
Oh, yeah.
And then you could just grab it, take it, and you have stuff already there.
Yeah.
Which is a good idea. Of course, you can't put clothes and things like that. It's just a plastic bag. But it is a very driver's license, passports, all that sort of stuff. Social security cards. You can make copies of all this. And insurance policy. So it's all in one spot. You can grab it in case of emergency and go. So I thought that was they're always thinking.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I like that. So I kept that. And, of course, there's a big fire going on up there in L.A. Closed the 210 freeway. What a nightmare for people. This is one of the busiest Labor Day weekends ever. And can you imagine the gridlock?
Yeah, it's got to be a nightmare.
Yeah. But they can go. You know, you can go around. They could get on the 10 for those trying to get to the 5. I mean, there's a long way around.
Right. But the only hard part with that is I think people need to just do that when they know.
Yeah, right.
Because the thing is, then they end up getting lost and everything just gets longer.
Yeah. So they say this is the largest ever wildfire in the Los Angeles County area.
Wow.
And their lines there within their community. And then Bruce Springsteen, did you read about these tickets? He's going to be on Broadway now until February 2nd. He was only going to be on Broadway, let's see, till November? Well, the show sold out so fast. Some tickets are going now for $6,000 a ticket.
Wow.
To see Bruce Springsteen. Normally, the tickets run from $75 to $850, but of course, scalpers got their hands on them. Yeah, and they're trying to stop that, and they can't stop it. But everybody wants to see Bruce. The theater only holds, it's the Walker Kern Theater, 960 seats. Very intimate. And now Bruce has extended his show until February 30th. Isn't that something?
That is a good size venue.
Yeah. It's something he always wanted to do was perform in Broadway. So congratulations to Bruce. And then right here in town, and we are going to take a break, believe it or not. Right here, Garth Brooks. When I see this, I think about when I was in Nashville that he records his stuff out of a big house.
Oh, yeah?
He made this home right on a corner into a recording studio, and it really just looks like a house on the block, except that a lot of these homes, one right after the other, are recording studios.
Right.
And they've made a lot of these buildings, but it doesn't have any name on the front. But now he's expanding. He bought the lot behind him and the lot next to him, and he's making his recording studio larger.
Really?
But yeah, anyway, Garth Brooks is going to be playing at Stagecoach. So good for him. I think he has to be one of the headliners, I would certainly think.
I would think so.
Yeah, so it's been announced that Garth Brooks will be performing at Stagecoach. I think tickets are going to sell really fast because of this. You know, normally Stagecoach sells out, but not that frenzy. Like Coachella Fest?
No.
I think the Garth Brooks is going
to bump it, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be. I would like to go see. that maybe I'll do something about that. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have some announcements to tell you about the prizes we're going to be giving away and a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise on this Labor Day weekend. I am Françoise Rose. Great to have you with us. So much appreciated. I know football has started for some. I frankly don't really care at this point. I'll watch the Super Bowl, and that'll be about it. I'll get right back on track real quickly. I'm so disheartened. Is that a word? That's even a word? Disheartened.
It sounds like a word.
Disheartened. That's the word I was looking for. I'm so disheartened about what a lot of these professional football players get away with. Nothing happens. They get fined $2,000.
Right.
You know, they kind of just pretty much do what they want. Once in a while, they'll throw one in jail. I don't know. I'm glad they didn't hire. I hope no one hired Kaepernick back, because when you're employed by someone, that's not your platform to use for your political views.
Right.
It really isn't.
Right.
You are there. You're an employee.
Right.
So if you don't like it, then leave. And well, they left him, you know, they said they just didn't re-sign him. So anyway, so I'm not really interested. I have no interest in it. Oh, there you go. I'd rather watch Big Brother and Game of Thrones. And
I like watching football. I just don't have, I don't have no horse in the fight. Oh, I think that's why I like watching it.
Oh.
I just like watching
just to
the
watch.
Game. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't really care who wins. Yeah.
Nope.
All right. Well, this segment of the show is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers. At Alia and Gallery 500. Also, the boardroom there is available for use. And tomorrow night, it will be red, white, and blue in honor of Labor Day. So check it out. The lights of the building are gorgeous. So on the corner of Ramona and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs, call them today at 760-864-6500 or on the web at the500ps.com. Thai Smile, yes, on El Paseo, you hear their commercial. They are keeping these same hours through the season. Just so you know, it was summer hours. Now they decided to keep these hours. It seems to work for everybody. That means lunch will be from 11:30 to 2:30 p.m. and dinner from 4:30 to 9 p.m. daily. So just wanted to give you a heads up on their hours of operation. And we do have a couple prizes. I'm looking at my list over here. We do have some Palm Springs aerial tramway passes. And we also have four passes to the Cabot Museum in Desert Hot Springs. Now, these do expire in October, but you have the whole month of September. And I'm sure they'll let you walk through the door with them in October at the Cabot Museum in Desert Hot Springs. If you never have been there, then you should probably go. And I have four of those, like a family four pack. So Expert Repairs, we welcome them. Expert Repairs by Joseph. They do ring sizing same day. They work on watches. They fix eyeglasses. They set stones in an hour. So they do all sorts of things over there. Free jewelry cleaning. They buy gold and Rolex watch. I didn't know they did that. They buy gold and Rolex watches. They're upstairs near Macy's inside the Westfield Mall. Again, that's Expert Repairs by Joseph. Don't get them confused with the other person in there. All right. I did say Volkswagen has a big sale going on this weekend. They have a year-end event sale that's still going strong through September 5th. Get $1,500 back in total available bonuses when you purchase or lease a new 2017 Passat or a Jetta. And they also have zero APR and some other bonuses for you for 60 months, that is. So check it out, Coachella Valley Volkswagen. They're on Varner Road in Indio, 760-200-4000, just going over there. McDonald's, they're just going strong. Stock's doing well. And, of course, I can't. Oh, Dick's going to be on the show.
Oh, yeah?
On the 17th. We're going to talk about his travels. He's been traveling a lot. And I will bring up that Nashville is the only McDonald's with music.
There you go.
So I think he ought to put one here with music, yeah.
And they're doing more of that Uber Eats, too.
They're doing the Uber Eats. So.
Well, no, now I'm saying more of them are doing it. Because the one by me, it wasn't doing it. And now it's on there, I guess.
Oh, now they are doing it. So people are using it. I didn't even think how it would work. But when he started saying about games at home, people are watching football games. Yep. They want chicken nuggets or hamburgers and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
It made sense.
I've been having my groceries delivered.
Yeah. You would?
I am. I've had it.
What?
I've been doing it. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Don't become a hermit. You're too young to be a hermit. We're working on it, everyone.
You have to actively try not to be a shut-in, I think, at this point.
Yeah, well, you're better, though. When I first met you, you didn't want to go anywhere or talk to anyone.
Yeah, but I don't like the little stuff. Yeah.
So, Françoise, he told me. He said, Françoise, I don't want to talk. I said, ooh. this might be tricky. Yeah. All right. Indian Ridge Country Club, they have a new director of golf, Jim Robinson. They also have a lot of stuff going on in their restaurants. They are gearing up for the season. They're so excited over there at Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert off of Country Club. Go on over there. Wonderful place to live. If you're looking for a resort country club community, that's it right there. And the person to help you out is Diane Williams and Associates. She is right there on site. And you can go to the website. All of our sponsors' information is on the Traveling with Francois website. Command One Security, of course, they are doing phenomenal. You know, protect your home, your business, you name it, they can protect it. And they have a first 3 months free monitoring with any conversion of an existing alarm. So give them a call, Command One Security. We talked about Renova Solar. Yes, Braille Institute, they're kicking up. Their classes are starting again in September. They are free, so take advantage of what the Braille Institute has to offer. They are on Ramon Road there in Rancho Mirage, 760-321-1111. Let's see, Desert Entertainer, they are out there, and we want to give a heads up to Tony, our scissor sharpening knife guy. He went in, and this morning he's getting a procedure, so hopefully it's just a stent. Oh, I know, huh? So good luck, Tony. I'll talk to him later. I'll fill you in. But he will be back in work business, but right now he's going to be taking the week off. 500, they have their vehicle electric charging stations over there at the building. The first 30 minutes is free, and after that it's $3. $3 an hour. So there you go. That sounds very, very reasonable to me. So that's going to cover. So I said we do have the two prizes to give away. When we come back, we have a lot more information for you. We have free events. We have weekly price events. Hopefully our guest, David Green, showed up. It is Labor Day weekend. You never know. Stormy outside. Who knows? You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio 1200 and the new 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. So I'm laughing because I just got a text from John, and I went out to dinner last night, and he said he's not having pizza anymore. I won't tell you why. Well, actually, he said he gained a pound from a pizza. Well, you know, we eat a whole darn pizza, and what happened? So anyway.
That sounds like a good pound.
Yeah, it was
good. That's a good pound.
He had a pizza from I think the name is Alicante at the restaurant or something. I don't know. But it had prosciutto on it and looked like mushrooms. And I don't know. I had a piece. I'm going to admit I did have a piece. And I had a Caesar salad. It was really good.
That's what I'm saying. The pound sounds like it was worth it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sort of a really dull pizza eater. I get, you know, the pepperoni and sometimes much. Anyway, so, all right, John, you're making me laugh. And David Green, which really surprised me because I talked to David Green a couple times. He was so excited about being on the show to talk about his musical theater university, and he's not here. So I'm sorry, David. I don't know when I'll be able to have him back on, but this is a comprehensive and intensive conservatory training ground for young people grades 8 through 12 from both public and private high schools throughout the Coachella Valley with aspirations for careers in professional theater. Now, they've been holding their auditions. This is their fifth anniversary season. I never even knew they were here.
Right.
We wouldn't know if, anyway. They are, MTU is in residence on the campus of Rancho Mirage High School and is a rigorous after-school program that is offered by the generosity of the Palm Springs Unified School District, and it's free of charge to all participants.
So I wonder then if my daughter has heard of it.
Yeah,
She's supposed to go to Rancho Mirage.
Oh, she is? Yeah. Is she started high school this year?
No, next year.
Next year, yeah. Okay. So it's, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's right. All right. So grades 8 through 12. So you look into it. Ask Jasmine if she wants to be part of the Musical Theater University. It sounds really interesting to me. So anyway, okay. Well, David, maybe we will have you back on. He is a regional editor of Broadway World also, and he is the founder of this musical theater. This segment of the show is brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. From bedding, ball gowns, and casual wear, Country Club Cleaners does it all. Even alterations. They'll give you 10% off your dry cleaning if you mention Traveling with Francois when you go in there. They are next to the Bristol Farm Shop. They're in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center on Country Club right there, Country Club and Monterey. We were talking about what we were talking about before we went off the air. We were talking about Uber Eats.
Yes.
And McDonald's bringing food to the house. And you were telling me, Sean, during the break now that you order, I think you said it on the air, you order groceries through Amazon.
Through Amazon, yeah.
Which,
just to give it a shot. And I liked it, so I've been doing it now. I've had like 3 or 4 orders.
And are they, does it come in a big box with a cold packs
big,
in it?
Yeah, there's big, giant green boxes that are lined. And then they have ice packs in them. And they put the groceries in there. So, and if it's frozen, they'll put the dry ice in there.
And are you finding cost-wise? Because you said you have to join Amazon Prime, which was $100?
Right. Well, I think it's like $80, $90.
Okay, $80, $90.
Like that, then which I had already, yeah.
And then you have to join something for the grocery shopping?
Yeah, for the groceries, they have a separate monthly fee for some reason for $15.
Oh, it's a monthly fee of $15. Yeah, so overall now, how long have you been doing this? Just a month?
I finally just paid the $15 the other day because it gives you like a month free or something like that.
Okay. So are you figuring that it's worth it or you don't know?
I think it's worth it, yeah. Because I guess for a couple reasons. One, I don't wander the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, especially with my daughter.
Well, yeah.
You know, now the funny thing is that was kind of like a big selling point when me and my wife were talking about it. But there is a downside to that because you can search anything. So there's all kinds of random stuff. So it's kind of worse than wandering a grocery store because now you can find all kinds of weird things that you might not find in the grocery store.
And you probably just toss it in the cart because you pay with a credit card.
Right.
So it's not as if you're adding this stuff up in your head as you're going. You get a total and go, that's not bad. Click and you buy.
Exactly. And the thing is, you have to spend more than $40 for the delivery to be free.
For the delivery to be free.
Yeah. Which, if it's under 40, they charge you $10, which is a pretty steep delivery. But I think they are just trying to deter somebody from saying, I need some milk. I'm going to order some milk.
And it comes within one day?
Yeah. Yeah, when you order, it gives you a whole list of times that you can click on, and you set that time up, and it's on time. I had it one day. It was early, which seems like a good thing, but I wasn't quite ready for it. So I ended up with a bunch of those boxes because the boxes, you put them back out on the porch when they come back, and they'll pick them up for you.
Oh, really? Oh, interesting. Well, yeah. I don't know. That's the new way of the world. I do, though. I'm one of those that I pretty much know. I buy for just one day.
Right.
Because if I try to plan that I'm going to have something on Friday, it never works out. We end up going out on Friday.
Well, what's cool too is they have different places that they work with. I mean, they're not stuff that I've heard of, but I mean, I think they're more named places that you can have a lot of specialty deli meats and specialty meats in general.
Yep.
And I think one other thing that's kind of cool is I ordered a seasonal fruit thing to where it gave me like 6 pounds of fruit with various types of fruit that was in season at the time, and it was just kind of cool because you don't really know what you're getting and you get some different stuff because we eat a lot of fruit and vegetables at the house.
Interesting. Well, and I know one of our listener, longtime listener, Gina and Doug, they use Blue Apron to order meals, which is an interesting concept to me. They love it. She shows pictures of the food online on her Facebook page, and they love it. So we'll see. Life is changing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
All right, so what do we have free going on? I have, if you want passes to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, how about that? That's free. Passes for two. They don't expire until December or something. You can give us a call at 760-440-8255. Remember, you cannot have one in the last 30 days, and Sean has a list there. So again, if you haven't been up to the tram in a while, you want to go. They will be closed for maintenance in September, but I said these passes are good until December. So give us a call at 760-440-8255. All right, they are still accepting applications for Queen's Scheherazade Scholarship Pageant and Magic Carpet Musical Scholarship Competition. This is for the National Date Festival, and it's real simple. Go to datefest.org, look it up. Scholarship, the applications will be accepted until October 11th. So make sure that you get all that, your information. Whoever the young ladies that you are filling out this form for, or your daughters, or whoever, they need to be at least 17 years of age by the day, or they need to be at least 17 years of age by the day of the pageant. and have not reached the age of 22. So there you go. Rancho Mirage, they're having an open house for shredding. Yes, Rancho Mirage open house is going to be a fun day at the Provident Bank. They have complimentary document shredding going on at their Rancho Mirage office. That is Friday, September 8th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. So get those documents shredded. I'm going to look around and see if I have some that need to be shredded. And I will put this information on our website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. And remember, you can see all the past television shows now are on there until we get the new Nashville one airing on Fox 11. And you can also listen to past radio shows. And it's all simply on the website, Traveling with Francoise. Also, the Palm Springs Art Museum, they have their Thursdays free. Now, they did run this all season long last year, and I have a feeling they're probably going to do the same thing this year. But their partnership with the Living Desert, where if you had a membership for one, and Living Desert or Palm Springs Art Museum, you could go to free. Either one, you would go free. Well, that has stopped now because the summer season is over with. So, all right. Okay. Yeah, Sean, we have winner?
Yes, you did. I just don't have him on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Charles from Cathedral City.
Oh, okay. Oh, Charles.
He thought about it, but he ended up with a no.
Charles?
He said he's not very good at it, but I don't think there's...
Well, I'm the one that's supposed to be good
right?
at it.
No, right?
I'm the one, Charles, that makes it easy for you. Yeah, I heard, saw you talking to him, and I always get excited. I have to say this, folks. When the phone rings and I see Sean talking to someone, I get all excited because I really enjoy talking to you.
And we've been on a good streak. We've been having a lot of people that have said yeah.
Yeah, they'll be on. And then once in a while, someone gets a little nervous. And and really don't be, because I do enjoy talking to you. I promise I won't ask your Social Security number. address or anything on the air here, but so I do. I think, oh boy. In fact, I even get a little distracted because I think, I have someone to talk to besides Sean. I love talking to you, but it's also fun to talk to our listeners. All right. Okay. We do have priced events, but I think what we're going to do with that, I think we are just going to take our last break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about what's going on because there are more priced things to do that you have to pay for now. We have a lot of the season is kicking into gear. Trust me, we have a lot of things coming up already that you could choose to sign up for now. Get it out of the way and sign up for now because you know you're going to be booked when the time comes. So you are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We're also streaming live as well. You can go to the website moneyradio1200.com and you can listen streaming live through your computer or you can go to Traveling with Francoise and there is a link right here on the homepage I'm looking at right now that says Listen Live that will take you right over to the streaming site here on the radio station as well. Right now we're talking with this portion of the show is presented by the Desert Architire in Thousand Palms. Yes, they do silk screening, they have embroidery, all sorts of things. I know right now they're swamped with uniforms for schools. They have been, well, a little bit more into the summer. They get swamped with the uniforms, but they're still busy with all sorts of the events, the towels and hats and stuff with all the events coming up. So give them a call at Desert Architire, 760-343-7333. Remember, when you use Desert Arc Attire, you're employing a client of Desert Arc. So it's a win-win all the way around. So we had a caller, Sean, while we were in the commercial break.
Yes.
And she was very excited and asked you a question. Well, I don't know. Asked how we give stuff away. How do we give stuff away on the show?
Yes, she was asking if we were still giving away the tickets for the tram.
Yeah, and she didn't quite understand how we do it.
Correct. Well, she didn't know that she needed to call so quickly from when you announced it.
Okay, because we never know. No. Sometimes the phones.
Sometimes it's quiet for a minute, and sometimes.
Yeah. And it's boom.
Yeah.
So we never know. So thank you for calling.
But the quicker is normally better.
Well, quicker is normally better. Right. So, and that's how we just random. Sean just watches the lights blink and then picks
one. I just pick one.
Yeah. And that's the way it goes. So, and that number is 760-440-8255. Just put that in your phone so you can program them in there and have it on speed dial because that is definitely what some people do. Now, this is Labor Day weekend. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, they are observing holiday hours on Labor Day. So this means that the first tram up will be at 8 a.m., The last tram up will be at 8 p.m., and the last tram down will be at 9:45 p.m., and the trams depart at least every 30 minutes. So this is, they are actually doing this all weekend long, it looks like, and then, of course, Labor Day is tomorrow already. And don't forget that they have the restaurants up there. They have the restaurants, kind of a fine dining. Then they have the casual. They have the gift shop. They have a lot of stuff at the top of the tram. And plus all the hiking and the camping. Yes, you can camp up there. A lot of people don't even know. And it's cooler. It's a lot cooler.
Yeah.
But I don't know about today. It's kind of windy. Yeah. I mean, it is. If you've never been up the tram, it's very, it's quick, but it's slow. It's hard to explain. But you're going up sort of between the mountains.
Right.
So overall, the tram is sheltered pretty much from the wind.
Right.
Unless it's,
but I wonder if it kind of swirls in there from time to time.
Yeah, I think when it gets really, really bad, then they do stop the tram. But normally, it's very rare that they do stop the tram because of high winds. And of course, visibility. If the visibility is so bad because of the dust in the air, then there's no point of going up there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so they will stop it. So anyway, today is take advantage of those hours and go up to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Also, you can register now for Paint El Paseo Pink, which is will be happening Saturday, October 14th. The reason I'm talking about it now is they're doing a couple things. They're shutting down the street this year on El Paseo because it's getting so large. This is the 11th annual Paint El Paseo Pink, and you can walk with friends, family members, and it's all to support breast cancer awareness. Again, that's the pink ribbon. So definitely, if you want to sign up, I have the link on the website, Traveling with Francoise. You can just go right there. Or you can also go to desertcancerfoundation.org, and you can sign up that way. It's $25 per walker, and that includes a T-shirt, snacks, and water. And go on out there. Like I say, it's every year it keeps growing larger and larger. And for them to close down El Paseo, good on them. Good for them. In fact, I mentioned earlier, I couldn't believe how quiet El Paseo was last night compared to
Palm Springs. It still, well, I mean, has everything opened up though?
No. That's part of it. It seemed like everything was open in downtown Palm Springs.
Right.
But yeah, there's still a lot of places. Some restaurants I noticed are just starting to open on El Paseo.
Right. So it'll take a little bit.
Yeah, there's still some places closed. But such a different dynamic. Palm Springs is a hot spot again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. I didn't live here at that time, but I've always been waiting for it to come back.
One thing they are going to have to address, and I don't even know how they're going to do this, is the homeless situation.
Is there a lot?
In Palm Springs. Really? Yeah. I mean, it's very sad to see all of this. And you see people, you know, just laying in front of doorways, sound asleep with all this commotion going on around them. In parks, and
I've seen it in the parks. I have seen it in the parks.
Yeah, and it can be a little intimidating for visitors that have never experienced this. Not that these people are going to do anything.
Right, but I get it. Like, it can be intimidating.
Yeah, when you're walking by someone that's talking to themselves very loudly and aggressively.
That's what I was going to say, rather than, because you're talking about people sleeping, but yeah, there's some that are just wandering around.
And they seem very aggressive, and they're really kind of aggressive in their own world. Yeah. They're not being aggressive to the people walking around them.
They might not even realize people are walking around them.
Exactly, but they come across very aggressive. And I could see where that would scare some people and make them, and I don't even know where to start. I mean, that is such a tough call. You would think with all these empty buildings that we have, though,
it'd be something.
That somebody with lots and lots of funds that wants to participate, maybe they could join forces and take one of these old buildings.
That would be cool.
I don't know, something. Anyway. All right. Other stuff going on in the Valley. September 6th, the Blue Hawaii is the theme of the upcoming fundraiser for Christopher's Clubhouse to keep our Coachella Valley safe. The Hawaiian fundraiser will take place at The Reef, located at the Caliente Tropics Hotel on Palm Canyon in Palm Springs. It is September 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. This is the same resort that Elvis and the Rat Pack frequented in the early 60s. So this is all going to be Hawaiian theme. They're going to have a DJ. Going to be lots of fun. It is $25 per person. Tickets are available in advance online, and tickets at the door are $35. So go to christophersclubhouse.org. That information is on the website, and you can buy your tickets now for that. Also going on is the last week of the second annual Taste of Summer Rancho Mirage, which is kind of weird to be saying that in September. because it doesn't feel like summer anymore, even though it's hot out there. But the last week for this event is September 8th through 17. Your wristbands are $10. You can get them at the Rancho Mirage Chamber. And tons of restaurants in Rancho Mirage, this is for Rancho Mirage, are offering discounted drinks and appetizers and all sorts of things. All you need to do is wear your wristband in there, and you will be part of the second annual Taste of Summer Rancho Mirage. The first one went over real well, and from what I hear, this one is going over very well as well. So it is September 8th through 17th. Go get your wristband. And some of the nonprofits are selling wristbands. And to find out who, you can go to tasteofsummerranchomirage.com, and it'll be a list of the nonprofits that are selling wristbands. So again, this is the last week coming up for that. What is this? Living Desert. They have their Safari Nights, which sounds like it would be lots of fun. Their next one is Movie Night, September 9th. I don't have too many more details of that, except that they have a lot of fun going on these nights. Events are open to all ages. However, guests must be 21 and older and show a valid photo ID to participate in the specialty cocktails. Yeah, the adults want to hear that. We'll take the kids and we can have a cocktail while we're there. So this again is happening September 9th. It is movie night, Living Desert, from 7 to 10 p.m. And it sounds like a lot of fun. For more information, go to their website, livingdesert.org. And another festival coming up, which is not replacing Desert Trip, but they wanted to put something out there. This is the festival, what is it? Where's the name on here? The Reggae India Oasis Festival, but that is not the name of it. It is Desert Oasis Music Festival. There we go. You can go to their website right now, desertoasismusicfestival.com, and buy your tickets. I better give them a call because October's going to be here before we know it and see if we can get Alex on the show. They had a fire out at the Empire Polo Grounds. Did you see that?
I did not.
There was a building that caught on fire. I don't know which one it was. It was sort of in the news for two segments of the news, and that was it.
Really?
Two broadcasts, yeah. And then I didn't hear any horses were harmed or anything like that, but they did have a fire over there. I hope it wasn't their shack out there, their bar that they have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the only place I've been to, actually.
Yeah. What's the name of that place?
I don't know. I had a friend that got married over there.
I can't remember. It's a shack. I don't know. Anyway. But so that event's coming up in October 7th through 8th. Music, more music here in the Coachella Valley. But I know Joshua Tree has a music festival. I was going to wait till next week to talk about some of these because they're a little bit farther in the month and I didn't want to confuse anybody. And then Modernism Week, that's going to be here before we know it. They have a lot of parties that are slated on October 20th. There's some parties over that weekend. I won't be here. I'll be in Borrego Springs for the Borrego Days Desert Festival, which is growing in leaps and bounds on its own right. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that in the second hour of the show. But Modernism Week, that has really made, that is just growing in leaps and bounds here in the desert. I see a picture here of a double-decker bus. And I haven't really had been on a double-decker bus until Nashville. And they're a lot of fun.
I think they look awesome. I've never been on one.
Yeah, I don't know. You kind of think you want to hide from the sun. You don't want to be out exposed in the air.
I like being above everything and looking at it from above.
Well, and that was what I found in Nashville because we rode a couple different types of the hop-on and hop-off trolley. And one was in a trolley with the windows open.
Right.
But you're ground level
right
with everyone. The traffic, with everything.
Yeah.
Which was fine. But then once we hopped on the double decker and went to the top, even though it was hot, we still went to the top. And the view is so much better.
Right. So now here's my question. So now, do you think that's going to ruin when they don't have a double decker?
Mm.
Do you think now you're going to be like, why can't we just sit on the roof of this car?
Yeah. A little. Because now if I had the choice,
yeah,
I would go on a double decker. Yeah. And I know they have a double-decker that they use for Modernism Week and some other things. In
Palm Springs. They?
Yeah, they do have one. I don't know if they have one or two. I'm not sure if the city owns them or who owns them. But I would go now. I'd want to be on the top. But I want to be open-air top. Because I think it's different. If you're double-decker and you're still enclosed,
right,
you're going to get a good view. But the open-air,
yeah,
you see everything.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, a lot of fun. All right, so what are we doing in the next hour of the show? I know Jeff Kreider is going to join us. He has been traveling the world. You know, Jeff also works with IMA helps. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some things happening because he does cover the Arizona market as far as RV and camping. We're going to talk about, I think he went to Ireland. He's been all over Water Wheel Falls and Yosemite. So Jeff will join us. We have a lot of travel news to talk about. We do have those tickets to the Cabot Museum to give away and more. So stick around for the second hour of Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back.